Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Actually, Merry post-Christmas, which I find much more merry than Christmas itself. We'll discuss that in a minute. But Merry Christmas. Korzenowski in for Chad, Lindsay in for Harrigan. And Lindsay, so, I mean, I'm a guy that I appreciate Christmas. But because there's so much hullabaloo and so much goes into it, it's not anywhere close to my favorite holiday.
You're part of the Magic Generation Committee.
What is the Magic Generation?
Well, the holiday magic doesn't just happen, Corzo. There's a lot of labor that goes to it. It's a lot of unthanked labor, unnoticed labor. And you were part of that committee this holiday season.
I was. Indeed, I was. We had, my wife and I had, if you were, it's like the Wolves, had a back-to-back. A back-to-back is rough. We had Christmas Eve, it started at 3.
Ooh, okay? Late start.
And so, you know, we had to get, my wife makes the spaghetti, and I had all sorts of chores to do. And then we've got 3 babies, and we've got all the kids, and we had a great time, and we do a gift exchange of joke gifts and the whole process. And so when they all leave, it's like now like 8:30, 9 o'clock, maybe later than that, I forget, and the house looks like a bomb went off in it. And I'm just sitting there going, we got to get up and do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
get the Zamboni going. We got a scrape
I believe that on that night, I just sat in the lounge chair and said, I can't move. And so my wife did the kitchen, and then I kind of went and did the living room, which was a little easier task.
Sure.
And then
especially if you
we had to get
way.
Up at 8 the next morning because they were coming over at 10:30.
So you didn't have people
it was
stay
the back
over
to back.
At your house.
No,
then.
They all
okay.
live near us.
So, that changes the dynamic a little bit, too.
You have the 3 babies and a pregnant mom. And she's very pregnant. She's either
blessings to her.
It is, and she's going to be giving birth any day now.
Oh, extra blessings
any
to
day.
Her.
Yes, any day.
Better than doing it during the summer.
In fact, I think she's going in tomorrow to get it induced. I think I don't know, but she's about had it.
You know, like I get end, it. You know? I don't. I haven't experienced it, but I know a lot of people that have, and I see you. I'd want to get that thing.
So
out
so we
too.
Have the 3 little babies, which are great, and 2 of them are older. They're like 1.5 and 2, and they're super fun. And then the other guy, Gino, love Gino, but he's colicky, and it's a strain.
How old's Gino?
He's about. Maybe 3.5 months.
Okay, so this is like right around smiling time. We haven't.
Oh, he
quite...
smiles. He
okay.
definitely smiles.
So we're getting
he's not
stuff
crying.
Back from the baby, at
right?
Least.
And so, like my wife, and then for the second day, we had their parents or his Gino's husband's parents were with us as well.
Oh, nice.
And so they Lisa, my wife, and then Barb, who's the groom, who's the husband's wife. They watched Gino while we all went and sat in the hot tub for like 2 hours.
Oh, so that was relaxing. That hot tub that you got installed looks like a good holiday season at the Korzenowski.
But I'll say this, at the end of the day yesterday, so the hot tub was over, we're all back in. It's like 10 o'clock at night, they're still there. All hell's breaking loose. Gino's crying. I'm sitting there trying to watch the end of the Vikings game, and I finally just very stealthily just moved upstairs, went into my bedroom, put on the bedroom TV,
exit.
And it was great. And then the kids all left, and I came back down, and the kitchen was almost clean.
Scott.
Goodbyes. They're at our house like every 2 days.
I know. And
this isn't
what?
Like they came into town from Chicago.
It's hard for me not to see that you tapped out in the fourth quarter.
I tapped out.
You tapped out.
And of course,
King Jackson Dart.
And what they said was, it was like Jackson. So my wife covered for me. She said, you know, he's got to get up early tomorrow and prepare for the radio show, which was true.
Very true.
I did get up early because, you know, I take a lot of time before I come in here. But that isn't the reason I went up there. The reason I went up there is I'd had it.
You were overstimulated.
I'd had it. Mm-hmm. I'd just, and I'm not mad at anybody. How can you be mad at a little boy who's colicky? I mean, I'm not mad at him.
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying I can't deal with it
anymore. Our existences cannot coexist in close proximity at this time.
No.
Temporarily.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Just need a minute.
I mean, we're so lucky to have him close to home, and it's great. So
mm-hmm.
I love having him over. I just had to go upstairs, and we'll talk a little Vikings football later. Matthew Collar joins us at 2:00. But, you know, you're watching that game, and I was mostly watching it for my fantasy players at that point. We're down to the finals. So that sort of stuff is what was going on. Now, today is known as Boxing Day. And what I used to think that meant was, well, my wife and I always talk about how when we have song lyrics that you perceive them to be something that they're not,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the Blinded by the Light. Rolled up like, and I always think he says rolled up like a deuce in something. I don't know.
You would think
I don't
that.
Know what do you know what he's really saying? Blinded
no.
by the light.
Literacy is a growing issue.
Well, no, it's hard. A lot of songs you mm-hmm. you think there's something, then they really. How about the B-52 song? Something busted. She says, and she said rusty. Some yeah, I never know what they said. My point is, I always thought Boxing Day meant that's when you take back the gifts you didn't like.
Ah,
that isn't what it means. Do you know what it means?
I don't know what it means. I know that it most of the time it just means shopping. The sales today, it wastes no time.
No. Well, and my wife, every day when Christmas is over, mm-hmm. she goes and stocks up on Christmas stuff.
Smart.
Does it all, and we got it sitting upstairs. In fact, we bought a really nice a fake tree a couple of years ago, and we bought it like right after Christmas, and it was like half the price.
And you're taking care of it in the off season too. That's where usually people fall by the wayside.
Oh, it's a fake tree. It's not hard to take care of.
We would put it in our shed, and then we would open it up. There'd be a few acorns. There's a little burrow. Somebody had to build a home there.
Yeah, we put it up in our attic.
Okay,
that we can get into. So it's we don't have that problem up there, and I love it. I mean, because Christmas. I mean, I'm too old to go get Christmas trees anymore.
You don't want
to
cut them down.
I like doing that in the day, but what I didn't like. It's one time we got a tree, and after we had it cut and we got the bag, it was $250. And I said, I'm really not in the mood to spend $250 on a tree.
But they shake them for you, Corey.
They shake them. And
they
then,
shake
but,
them
and then,
for
And
you.
When you take it out of the house, you got the pine needles. It's mm-hmm. So this tree is more than paid for itself, okay? We've had it for like 5 years, and it looks great. And the lights are a little bit of a problem, but we can always figure something out. But Boxing Day, it's really got a nice history. It goes back to mostly the U.K., it's also known as Offering Day. It's a holiday celebrated on December 26th, the day after Christmas. Boxing Day was once a day to donate gifts to those in need, but it has evolved to become a part of Christmas festivities. It originated in the United Kingdom and is celebrated in several Commonwealth nations. Now, we were
The sun never sets on the Empire of Britain,
it
right?
It doesn't. We were a Commonwealth nation, but we're one of the nations that doesn't really follow it too much.
What, the charity part?
The charity part.
Well, the charity part works, and then once you start going for second and third laps, then there's a little bit of exhaustion. Just ask the Irish.
Yeah, it's also known as St. Stephen's Day. So that's I am one. I mean, I enjoy having the kids. I mean, having the little kids at Christmas, a 2-year-old,
the best.
It is pretty good.
It's what life's all about.
It is, and so it does. Like I said, the first night I was exhausted, and then we had to get up at 8 o'clock, and I was exhausted.
But you I got managed... up at 8, or you had to be ready at 8?
No, we had to get up at 8 to get ready at 10. And then, but then there was some sort of catastrophes that happened. But I actually was able to stay up and watch the Wolves game last night. Which
you
ended...
stayed all, you, all of it?
All of it.
Oh, my God. It was second quarter at 10:30. I'm like, there's no way.
Unless I fall asleep, which sometimes I do at these games when I'm sitting on my couch. But I know I will watch it to the end, even if they're losing by like 20.
Do they win? I don't even know.
Well, should we tease it? No, we're not going
to. That's a professional
right
there.
We're talking about it later. Nah, they didn't win. But it was it was an incredible. It was an incredible game between the Wolves and the Nuggets. So when we return, boy, this is changing. This is flipping the switch from Merry Christmas to Doomsday. Is it upon us? We'll talk about that when we return here at 830 WCCO. Korzenowski in for Hartman. What is that from?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I know some professor was losing it on TikTok about people using ChatGPT for his class. Like, I would assume all educators have in some semblance today. And like you said, you're going to work at Chipotle. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of burrito bowls got to get slanged. Or worse, Deloitte.
That was good.
Yeah, it's that good
was,
stuff.
That was good. But frankly, like I said, doomsday. And look, doomsday has been a common theme amongst human beings for a long time, right? I mean, you think back to every, and I got a list of them. There's a concept out there called apocalypticism, where religious people are out trying to predict when the world's going to end. You know, if you're a Christian, when is the rapture going to come, right?
And just ask Jim Jones.
And there's people trying to predict it. Mm-hmm. When if you actually read it, they say you'll never know when it's coming.
Remember the Mayan calendar, 2012?
Yes, they think there was I got
remember
a list
Y2K?
Of them here. There was the Millerites in the 1840s. They predicted Jesus' return in 1844.
Missed.
That was leading to the Great Disappointment. There's Jehovah's Witnesses. They've made multiple end time predictions, notably 1914, 1925, and 1975. Heaven's Gate believed a spacecraft following Comet Hale-Bopp, prompting mass suicide for ascension.
Not Hale-Bopp.
There's Harold Camping, a Christian radio host who predicted the rapture for May 21st, 2011, and the final judgment for October 21st, 2011. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But then there's also
Y2K.
Yep. And then there's I happen to believe that climate change is a concern, but a lot of people say, you know, these people are over-exaggerating it.
Fake news, Corzo.
And, I mean, if you go back and look at climate change, you know, they were saying back in the 70s and 80s that by the time we got to these days, we were going to be done, and we're not. So there's, you know, it hasn't happened, but a lot of people are saying it's going to happen. But even those people say it's going to be 40 or 50 years. But that is not what I'm talking about now. What I'm talking about now is something called the AGI Doomers. Had you heard that term before?
I have not, but anything with AI spells doom to me.
The AGI Doomers stands for artificial general intelligence. Artificial general intelligence is where the AI has gotten so smart that it is going to get smarter and smarter. It's going to have so much knowledge it's going to have every bit of knowledge that humans possess, and it will be able to improve on it. And once it does that, it will be able to outsmart us, and that it will be able to get rid of us, and that it won't get rid of us because it even wants to get rid of us. It just won't care. And because it'll do what it wants. It's going to go get power. It's going to get money. And it's going to, and we will become irrelevant. And the doomers aren't some nut jobs out there. Let me tell you who some of these guys are. Jeffrey Hinton, a Turing Award winner and the godfather of deep learning, who left his job at Google in 2023. And I'm sure his salary was pretty doggone good.
I don't trust Google.
To speak freely about the dangers of AI, he is concerned that superhuman AI might be developed sooner than expected, and that there is no track record of less intelligent entities controlling more intelligent ones. There's a number of other ones that you might recognize, but there's some more famous ones that we all know about. Other notable figures who have signed statements and letters expressing concern about AGI existential risk include Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI.
Wait, he's concerned or he's for it?
He's concerned about it. We need to do something about it.
He asked AI about whether or not his kid is sneezing is okay. So I don't think he's that concerned.
Demis Hassabis, CEO of Google DeepMind. Elon Musk has said that. Bill Gates has said that. And so the point is, there's a podcast out there that I recommend. It's called The Last Invention. And these are people that were making millions in the industry that were all artificial intelligence proponents. And they wanted to go out and now they see that this is going way faster than we thought. And that although there's a lot of good stuff that can happen, we have to stop them before they develop something that is smarter than us. And I'll tell you what, I'm not a computer programmer. And frankly, I don't understand how computer software can end the world. Okay, I suppose it could right now. It could go into the computers and unleash a virus.
Yeah, if it shuts everything down.
It could. And I'm trying to think of a television show I saw recently where, it was on Netflix, where they shut down every single system for about 5 minutes, and the whole world went into chaos.
We live in such a fragile fabric.
So if all of a sudden all of our banks are gone and none of us have any money, what's going to happen? So they could do it, right? It could happen that way if that happens. And yet, who is in the United States of America, even now, there's a lot of people that are saying AI needs to have regulations. And some of that is because the investment in it is kind of a little out of whack. But you know who's in favor of just this thing continuing to run? None other than our president, Donald Trump.
What?
Leave it to him to take the wrong side on something, okay? I'm shocked. But
he's against oversight?
Because all he wants... and this is true. AI, you know, there's tons of investment money going into AI. You know, and it's going to collapse someday.
It's holding up our economy, Corzo.
It might be, but at the expense of what? There should be
humanity.
Again, Donald Trump does not listen to experts. He just doesn't. He perceives himself to be the expert in everything. You know, I'm a lawyer, and I have a lot of cases where guess what I got to get? An expert. An expert is going to come in, tell me why a case is good, why it's bad, that there's some sort of a, for example, a lot of my clients work are franchisees, and the franchisor says you have to use this computer system, and the computer system fails, and now their businesses are damaged. Do I know it? Well, why did it fail? Well, I have to hire a computer expert to come in, look over the documents, and he can testify to something. I will learn to ask him the questions, but he's the expert, and he's going to talk to the jury, and hopefully the jury will believe the expert or they won't. But they will talk. You have to rely on experts. All good presidents rely on experts.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, I'm sure at some level, relies on experts.
Good people.
But he basically thinks he knows. The worst than being ignorant is being ignorant and not knowing you're ignorant. You know, there are people
and uncoachable.
There are people that I mean, an example I would give is Chad Hartman's father, Sid, who I got to know Sid back in the day. And Sid, I don't think Sid was a great economic mind, but you know what he was? He had a lot of friends that were. And Sid invested his money, and as a lowly newspaper man, he made a lot of money and he invested it well. My thought always was, Sid knew, you know, he was hanging out with all these guys that were really, you know, Wheelock Whitney and the others, you know, and these were his friends. And they probably said, Sid, here's what you should do. And he listened to them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so here Donald Trump is saying, fast, going forward, don't stop anything. One of the suggested ways they thought, one of these doomers said, we should make it illegal that they do any more advancement on AI. Well, that ain't going to happen.
No.
It ain't going to happen even if Congress passed that law. It's like anything else. People are going to be inventing. I mean, drugs, selling illicit drugs have been illegal forever. That didn't stop it.
Well, just look at who was invited to front row at the inauguration. All of those dudes have their own AI pet that they're trying to develop in order to win the big race. This is what they talk about at their dinner parties.
But one of the person said the way you could stop it is I just saw it. There was an article in the paper today about all these, it's these storage facilities,
the data centers.
The data centers are, you could just say you can't have, you can't build them anymore. And that would stop it. But
again,
there's another group that says, look, we're not going to stop these people from developing an AGI. That's not going to happen. So what we need to do is plan for it. Mm-hmm. Plan for it. And you know, planning for things that we see coming down the road. Like we've known there was going to be a pandemic coming down the road again since 1919. We had 100 years and didn't plan for it. Okay, so I don't see that working either. So I got to say, I'm not a doomsayer, but it is concerning. I'd highly recommend the podcast, The Last Invention. And when we come back, if you've been listening to this station or any other station, you've heard all this discussion about the IIHF, youth hockey championships coming to the X. As I call it, the arena formerly known as the X. And Mariucci Arena, they start today. Jess Myers, hockey writer from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, will join us to discuss when we return here at 830 WCCO. Korzenowski in for Hartman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I've said before, I love Chad Hartman's listeners because they always answer my questions. We were talking about song lyrics that you misinterpret, at least I was, and one was Blinded by the Light, and it was says, and I always said rolled up like a deuce. I happen to be right. He says, someone wrote in, he says, revved up like a deuce. So I was close. I thought rolled up like a deuce, another right. runner in the night. And then the other song, and Jess, I don't know if you were a fan of the B-52s and the song Love Shack. There's the part in the song where it goes, bang on the door, baby. And then she goes, she says something rusted. Do you know what she says was rusted?
Yes, tin roof.
Yes. You know, you're what? Tin roof rusted. So I had two of those answered today as well.
I don't know how that makes sense, but I got it right.
Well, it doesn't make – the song doesn't make a lot of sense if you listen to it. It's a great song, though.
No.
It's a great song from my college
Absolutely.
Days. So Jess is, yeah, obviously covers the Minnesota Wild full-time. Are you also going to be getting out to the IIHF World Junior Championships at Grand Casino Arena and Mariucci?
This is going to be a tough couple, 10-day stretch because I'm going to definitely cover some World Juniors. In fact, starting today, USA and Germany, 5 p.m. At Grand Casino Arena. A lot of people hyped up for that one. Also, the Minnesota Wild are on a 7-game road trip that's going to be, the next 10 days because right. their rink is in use. So I'm going to get out to at least part of the road trip as well, going out to see them face the Ducks and the Kings here right after New Year. So going to be in both places. But, yeah, this is a really exciting thing, having World Juniors in the Twin Cities for the first time since 1982.
Yep.
Really a big deal. And it's amazing how this event has grown to where, second only to the Olympics, this is probably the biggest international hockey tournament there is.
And is this the same group that runs the Olympics from the hockey perspective?
Yes, the International Ice Hockey Federation, which is based in Europe, is kind of the one that sanctions all of this, puts it all together. It's going to be 10 teams, from all over the country. In fact, game one is underway right now with Slovakia playing Sweden in St. Paul. Looks like they've got a decent crowd. And then in addition to the actual hockey, they're doing all this kind of fan fest stuff, not only at River Center, but at Rice Park next door. You know, when they got this, when it was awarded to the Twin Cities, you look at the calendar and you say, boy, late December, early January in the Twin Cities, that could be pretty frigid, but got a nice break from the weather. People can be outside and kind of enjoy the state of hockey here, right?
Yeah, and in me looking this up, the U.S. has won the last two and has won 3 of the last 4. And I don't know if they're favored today. I was kind of looking. I guess it's going to come down to Canada, Finland. Are they probably the favorites?
Yeah, I think Canada is actually the favorites in this one. And, Canada is one of those teams that you can never count them out. They're similar to Russia back, before political changes prevented Russia from participating. Canada, I think, is probably the favorite. Gavin McKenna, who's at Penn State, and Porter Martoon, who's at Michigan State, two of their better players. So they're probably the favorite in this one, but the USA looking for a three-peat. Bob Motzko, who has already coached them to one gold medal back in, I think it was 2017, at the helm here. So obviously they'll be the home team. Now what's interesting is everything involving Team Canada is happening over in Minneapolis. They're based in one group that's going to be playing their games at 3M Arena at Mariucci. Team USA is going to be playing all of its games in St. Paul. So they probably won't see each other until potentially the medal round.
Yeah, right. And so what it is you got 2 5-team groups. Basically, after the round robin, they eliminate one team each, right? And then you take those other 8 teams, and that's the quarterfinals. Something like that. That's how it works, right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly, yeah.
And I pulled out the roster. You know, in the old days, there's always going to be a large contingent of Minnesota players on international rosters. And that remains true, although obviously, not as much. I mean, when you think of Zeev Buem, he came from Florida, for example. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 native Minnesotans. And I've got a couple, and then also 2 players going to Duluth, and 2 players with the Gophers playing in this tournament. So there is some local flavor to it as well. And I'll tell you what, I'm guessing that if you went back and looked at some of these junior lineups from 3, 4, 5 years ago, they'd be littered with guys that are now in the NHL.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a preview of what the NHL is going to look like a couple of years from now. And it was funny talking to Zeev Buem or talking to Quinn Hughes or some of these guys that are, well-established in the NHL now. They can all trace roots back to this tournament where they played in it when they were 19, 20 years old, not too many years ago. And, all of these guys say, one of the big thrills of their career, wearing the red, white, and blue, listening to the national anthem, playing for your country. That's a pretty big thing for a lot of these guys. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. You're going to see some of these guys in the NHL, later this year probably.
Now, I went on the ticket site today just to see if this was a very popular event. And there were tickets left, but, when you pull up that screen and then you see all the sections of the arena, and there was, I would say 80% of the sections were full. So there was maybe still like maybe 7, 8 sections where there were some seats available. But it looks like they're going to draw a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, there are seats available. I mean, people shouldn't be intimidated and say, you can't get tickets to this thing. Because, there are going to be seats available, especially if it's, Slovakia playing Sweden like this one. You're probably not going to have as much local interest. Now, what's different this year, Corzo, is partially because of politics, partially because of a crazy exchange rate, you're not seeing as many Canadian fans coming down. And that, I know, was a concern early on for the organizers of this tournament, because the folks bringing their red and white flags with the Maple Leaf down over the border to cheer for their home team has always been a huge factor in this tournament. In fact, you look at Grand Casino Arena, if you watch it on TV right now, it's a TSN broadcast crew based out of Canada. All of the ads are for Canadian stuff on the board. So this is a really big thing in Canada, and it's becoming a much bigger thing in North America.
And I think that, but you're probably watching it on the NHL Network, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, so those of you that have access to the NHL Network, and I know there's ways to stream it, you can get that as well. Now, before I let you go, a little wild talk. They've lost a couple games in a row. Obviously, you hate to say scheduled losses, but it was kind of a scheduled loss against the Avalanche where the Wild were coming off the game before. And, I appreciated that the Colorado players mentioned that. And in fact, when the Wolves beat Oklahoma City, Anthony Edwards came out and said, they were on a back-to-back. I mean, the players kind of realized that that is a factor. And I opened my show by saying, by the way, that my wife and I did a back-to-back. We did Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. I don't recommend it for anybody that you want to do that. So I can now relate with these players, because our performance on the second day was not nearly as good, I can tell you that. We screwed up the bacon, and there's all sorts of stuff that went wrong. But that's just, but I think the Wild are still fine, right? I mean, do you think make any big deal about they've lost a couple in a row?
Absolutely not. And losing to Colorado can happen to the best of teams in the best of situations, but losing to them when you're, as part of a back-to-back, that's just going to happen. This Colorado team is an absolute wagon. And, Corso, I know you're a big NBA guy.
Yep.
You saw yesterday, NBA's on TV on Christmas Day. Nobody has any qualms about it. NFL has 3 games being played yesterday, again on Christmas Day. the NHL absolutely shuts down.
Yeah.
From close of business December 23rd till tomorrow morning, you can have absolutely no team activities, nothing organized. You can't travel, any of that. So the Wild are going to wake up tomorrow morning for like a 6 a.m. flight to get to Winnipeg for their road game. It's a weird kind of thing. But for whatever reason, the NHL still, you know, kind of protects Christmas. And the upshot is these guys get a nice couple-day break for their, you know, mental and physical health. Although talking to Quinn Hughes, he said he doesn't really want a break right now. He feels like he's just kind of getting into the groove, just getting to know his new team, and now there's this, you know, 3-4 days off. But it is kind of fun. Like a couple of the Wild guys posted a picture yesterday of 4 or 5 players and all of their families. They just went to some random outdoor rink in the Twin Cities. I mean, imagine going down to play some shinny hockey and, oh, by the way, there's Zach Bogosian, there's Kirill Kaprizov, there's Jonas Brodin, you know, out there with their kids tooling around on the outdoor rink. So, man, if there's a more Minnesotan scene, I haven't seen it than that.
Well, that's pretty good. Thanks for joining us, Jess, and giving us the insight. And you have a busy couple weeks coming up. Enjoy it.
Hey, best time of year. Love it. Talk to you, Corso.
I'd see you. That's Jack, Jess Myers. Before we go, though, I want to say something. Yesterday, we're watching all these NFL games around the TV, right, in the background, and then, you know, basketball games, and my wife, and everybody's saying, that's terrible that these players have to work on Christmas. That's terrible. I know
Don't
they're making a lot of money.
Thunder, Corso.
What's that?
Don't steal my thunder. This is supposed to be for later in the show. Oh. Go on. You're the host.
It is, but I like I said, I used to when I was a sports writer, and when I went to law school, I worked on the desk at the Minneapolis paper, and that was to make some money, and I loved working on Christmas Eve because they paid you time and a half,
mm-hmm.
and there was no sports going on. Now Christmas, there wasn't much sports going on then, but now there's a lot going on. But I didn't have a family then. I wasn't married yet, so I was good. But that's the way it went. So when we come back, what are we going to talk about? Something. Anthony Edwards, boy, but I didn't leave myself much time to talk about Anthony Edwards. He predicted everything right about the game. He said, I'm going to score 40, and it's going to be a game, which it was. He just left out the part about his technical fouls at the end. We'll talk about that when we come back here at 830 WCCO. I do. Korzenowski in for Chad.
We know you do, Korzo.
But I'll tell you what, I do not watch as much sports as people would think. For example, I don't sit there and watch like all these. No, I'm going to watch the bowl games if I can. But I mean, I don't watch. I mean, I watch Vikings games, and I like to watch every Wolves game if I can. Okay, I mean, I just do. I mean,
not a lot of sports. So other than that stuff,
well,
no,
you know,
sports.
Like, I mean, I just don't. I'm not as into the Wild as so. I watch fewer of their games.
Quinn Hughes does nothing for you.
What's that?
Hughes does nothing for you. Kaprizov does nothing for you.
I mean, 82 games, Wolves games, and you if I watch 82 hockey games, it's that. I mean, I need to.
Do you want to see some good defense, some consistent defense that is very rarely shown by the Minnesota Timberwolves in the first half of the season? You go and watch the Great Wall of St. Paul and the characters in front of you.
I've watched that. Their mm-hmm. defense. In fact, when I went to a game and it was really a boring game, they lost to Buffalo. But I said they are really good defensively. Buffalo got two. Ridiculous.
What year was this?
This was this year.
Yeah, because so on the heater when they're playing like Tage Todd, they're winning games. So they lost to Buffalo because Buffalo's usually really bad.
No, they lost to Buffalo, then they lost to Calgary. That was that little stretch where they lost to. They were beating good teams and losing to bad teams, which I always say is better than the other way around because the Wolves are the other way. The Wolves have been losing to good teams and beating the bad teams. And what that means is if you're beating the Avalanche and you're beating the Stars and then you lose, it's because you had a letdown.
Right.
It shows that when you're playing your best, you can beat the good teams. The Wolves this year, even when they're playing their best, aren't beating good teams.
They don't bring the same game every game. That's their issue.
No, they don't. But
they
I'm
don't
saying
have a standard.
But you know, in the past, the Wolves would beat the good teams and then stub their. And I'm just saying, as a fan, that if you're beating the good teams, that tells me you're good enough to beat them when you put your mind to it. The Wolves have not been good enough when they put their mind to it this year to beat good teams, and that was again the case. Last night in what was an epically great game. And so Ant had said before the game, he said that somebody asked him about it in one of the pregame. Sham Sharnia did a sit down with Ant and he's given his answers. And he says, I'm going to have 30 points for sure. I might have 40, but it's going to be a night. Well, it was a night. The Wolves were trailing by 15 with 5 minutes to go. And then they went on a 24-9 run to send it into overtime, including an incredible 3-pointer from the corner. That Johnny Krasinski, if you have a subscription to The Athletic, go read it. He talks about the little adjustment Ant made before he got into the corner. He stopped, Jamal Murray had to stop. Then Ant catches it in the corner and turns around so quick that Jamal Murray now can't foul him, you know, because you're worried they're going to foul you and put you at the line for two. But if they, once you get into the shooting motion, if they foul you, you're going to take three. And if you make it and then hit the free throw, you might lose the game. So Ant buried that shot. And then in the overtime, so they finished on a 24-9 run. Then they scored the first 9 points of overtime in the first like 2 minutes of overtime. So they've outscored them 9-0. They're up 9 points. They outscored them 33-9. And in the next 3 minutes, Jokic. I can't believe I can't say it. Nikola Jokic. 18 points in the last 3 minutes, including four threes. Didn't miss a shot.
And all he does is take the ball, put it behind his head, and just chuck it. And it's the best.
I mean, he's such a... And then he had Jamal Murray making him, too. I mean, they scored 25 points in the last 3 minutes against the Wolves.
And that's why the Nuggets are always
dangerous. They're a great...
Especially with Aaron Gordon. He's always the unsung
hero. He didn't play
last
night.
Well, there you go. And they still lost.
But here's the part of the game that was frustrating to me. Ant goes in. They're down four. He goes in and dunks the ball. Great move. So they're down two. 132-130 with like a minute to go. Maybe a minute and a half. Maybe 50 seconds. But Ant goes and basically, you know, Nugget player is taking it out of bounds, and he goes and pushes him. Well, that's a delay. That's a delay of game. And you already get one delay of game. You don't get a second, so it's a technical foul. So they go down and make the free throw. So now it's 133-130. Wolves still in it, right? They're only down three. They throw it in. There's kind of a scramble. They call a foul on, I believe it was, DiVincenzo. That didn't look like a very good call. So Ant gets another technical for yelling at the ref. Now, the technical he got for delay of game is considered a team technical, so it didn't count against Ant's bevy of them. Because if you get two technicals in a game, you get kicked out. And then he gets a second one. So he gets kicked out of the game. He's now out of the game. He had 44 points. There's still like a time to go. And now they're going to take two extra free throws on top of the... I mean, so Ant keeps talking about that he's going to control himself, and he just... I mean, he didn't. Now, on the bright side, I got about a minute. This is from Johnny Athletic today, or Johnny Krasinski of The Athletic. He focused on Edwards' clutch play this season, and here's his stats. Edwards appears to have improved one gaping hole in his game, crunch time decision-making. Last season, Edwards shot 42% from the field, and 32% from three in clutch time situations. This season, he's shooting 69% from the field.
Holy
and
buckets.
57% from three in clutch time. Absurd numbers for a 24-game sample size. He is also 4 of 5 from the field in the final 30 seconds when his team is trailing by 3 points or less. So that, if you're going to look at the bright side, he was great. He's been great in clutch time this year. So I think the fact, all the playoff games they've played, the way they blitz him, he's definitely a better player this year.
He figures it out.
He does. I just want him to quit barking at the referees all the time.
He'll get there. He's what, still 23, 24?
I'm not so sure. He's in his sixth year. I'm not so sure.
I'm gonna poo-poo on the Wolves. I know we only have about 20 seconds left, but I don't think this is the year.
No, it's not.
But in terms of the structure and the scaffolding being built, it's coming.
I'm with you. When we come back, top of the hour, we're going to talk about the Vikings. We're going to talk about Snoop Dogg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.